Hello and welcome to our office hours call for the month of February 2019. I'm excited to be here with you and answer your questions and share your concerns and see how I can support you on your health journey. So I see that there's already questions in the Q&A. If you have a question and you're on the line, go ahead and do a *2. And then I'll open up your line and we can talk about it. And again, I just reinforce, I love to hear what program you're in so I know what resources you have access to. Mila, hello, Dr. Wiener, I came across, and you're in body balance, I believe. Parasites in some of the assessments. I've never had a test. Can you tell me what kind of tests are needed to find out? I've been taking many supplements in the last years. They were the last ones that Ann Borsch prescribed to take. And one of them is a mag. Calm powder, which was for constipation. As I said, I've been taking it for 4 years and now I've started having it, now I started having either a diarrhea if I take too much or when the dose is good. I still have to go to the bathroom every time I eat. Any suggestions for a replacement of it? Okay. So yes. So, two questions here. One is about parasites and there are definitely some tests that you can do for them. I don't always run the tests. It depends on how much work somebody's done so far to try to get rid of them. But if you want a definitive answer as to what's in there, the one that test that I run the most is the Doctor's Data Comprehensive Stool Analysis with Parasitology X3, meaning times three, meaning they give you 3 days of collection. When you're doing parasite testing, just getting one collection is not necessarily going to cut it because there may not be enough in that particular sample to show up and be cultured. So that's the one I recommend in doing it 3 days in a row. As far as the constipation issue, magnesium is great for handling a diarrhea problem. And if the magnesium deficiency is the cause of constipation problem, then it will help. But we really want to get to the root cause. Like, why are you having trouble with constipation? So there's a number of things that could be at bay here. So number one is if you're not chewing your food enough and you're not making enough hydrochloric acid to break it down, oftentimes the fiber foods have the opposite effect. Instead of pushing things through you, they cause things to slow down. Number two is not enough fiber in the diet. So really looking at making sure that you're eating enough fiber throughout the day in the form of real whole food. Number three, though, is not enough water. So water is super important. And if you're not hydrated, so half your body weight in fluid ounces of water, plus maybe about an extra 8 ounces for every 15 minutes that you're heavily sweating, important stuff. And then it could be a liver issue. It could be that in Chinese medicine, they call it dry constipation that caused by liver stagnation and liver sluggishness. So it could be any of those things. Now, in body balance, you're going to get taken through the entirety of our gut repair program, which includes a parasite cleanse in there. But you are welcome to do a stool test if you want to. And then we'll know when we get to that point, you know, what your specific bugs are going to respond to. We have a very gentle and generic cleanse in that program that's pretty safe and effective for most people. But then if there's some really like resistant strains that are only going to be able to get rid of with certain antiparasitics. Now, here's the thing. It's not just about getting rid of the bad guys, it's about creating an environment down there where your microbiome is balanced. So we go through all the steps for that in the digestive piece of body balance. Let's see. Oh, interesting. Hi, Barbara. Barbara says she's doesn't have access to the chat for some reason, but you're here. Great. Yay. That happens every now and then with that silly thing.
Can I say something to that, though?
Yeah.
If she's able to type into the Q&A and the live chat are in the same place. So,
yeah, they are. So
maybe Barbara, yeah. So when you clicking on the Q&A, to the right of the Q&A, it says live chat. So see if that doesn't help, because otherwise I'm not sure how you're doing it. If you're able to do...
Yeah, if she's able to do the Q&A, that's kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Give that a try, Barbara, and let us know.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Lynn. Lisa, I don't know what program you're in, but best genetic test to order. So I usually run 23andMe. I know there are some pros and cons to it. They cut out a bunch of different SNPs that they used to have. It's not as comprehensive as it used to be. But for now, that's the one I run, because I haven't really found anything yet to replace it. And all of the reports that we get, there's some really good reports that you can run against it. But the genetic testing, there's the genetic testing, then you get your raw data, and then you upload it into particular, what do they call them, interpretation centers. The one I'm liking the most right now is genetic detoxification. So that combination of 23andMe with geneticdetoxification.com to run the report. And then need to take BCAAs if working out 3 times a week. You know, it really depends, Lisa. No, there's no need to take them if you're working out. But it depends on your protein access, you know, your accessibility, your body's accessibility to protein and ability to break it down. So if you have a very low protein diet, you may need some extra BCAAs. If you have stomach acid issues where you're not breaking down your protein into the amino acids and creating it, you may have a problem. And if you have some glucose imbalances where you're not handling and, you know, converting or getting glucose into your cells, like insulin resistance, BCCAs can sometimes be helpful. But I don't think it's a generic, like, oh, yeah, I'm working out and I need it. Rose, my highest ketone is 1.1, dropped to 0.9 for the last 2 days. Great. Most of the AM blood sugars in the 80s, perfect. One of my AM blood sugars at 8 hours was 114. I waited 2 more hours and tested again. It was 80. Am I out of ketosis? No, you're not. Okay, so anything 5.5 or above is in ketosis, mild nutritional ketosis. You're clearly in that, so you're definitely in ketosis. You're doing well there. And then, you know, every now and then you're going to get a bad reading on your meter. And I always say, if you get a meter reading and you go, wow, that's really wacky, take it again right away, because sometimes it's just a, you know, a malfunction or a particular, you know, situation that isn't really valid. So taking it again. So I think you're doing well. Those numbers look good, Rose. Let's see. Oh, see, Lynn, Barbara says, I know that the chat is right next to it, but it says connecting to chat, but nothing's happening. Okay, cool. All right, so Vanessa, hi, Vanessa, welcome in Body Balance. Let's see, I'm transitioning from the Healthy Keto Challenge and would love to make sure that the test I ordered is what I need, and how to see if I need any modifications because of my past adrenals. I've adapted to 18-6 intermittent fasting, meaning 18 hours of fast and 6 hours. Wow, it's great. And healthy keto, and I've added the sweet spot supplements. Great. I've cut out coffee, dairy, egg, and the meat I used to eat on my prior keto plan. My gut is generally good. What's the best material for me to go through? What should I be adopting next? Body Balance in order or sweet spot? I think you're already pretty much doing a lot of the stuff in sweet spot. You might want to add, like you said, the sweet spot supplements. And then I would go through module 1, the Empower Your Inner Healer, and just make sure that all those pieces are intact, and then move on to doing it in order at this point, right? So until we get, you know, on some of those particular calls for Body Balance where we'll get to, you know, see you and interact with you a little bit better, I would say that would be where I would start. Yep. Lisa, Body Balance, HCL issues. Oh, so you have HCL issues. You have, okay, so here's what I would recommend then. Let's get you looking at bitters before each meal. 15 minutes or so before each meal. You can either get a digestive bitters tincture. There's a number of companies that make them. My favorites are Herbalist and Alchemist, and then I think Urban Moonshine has one, and then Summer Bach, I think it's Guts and Glory. She has several different bitters, and actually we're going to bring her in probably a few weeks to talk about bitters and how to choose one and how to make them yourselves, etc. The other option is that about 15 minutes before your meal, you juice some really bitter greens, arugula, stuff like that, put it in your mouth and hold it there for a while and then swallow. And the other option is to just chew on some very bitter greens, but keep them in your mouth for a good 5 minutes so that the tongue gets bathed. What happens is the bitters in there stimulate a reflex under the tongue that stimulates the digestive juices to flow and especially helps to stimulate HCL. The other thing I would look at is make sure you have enough zinc, because with low HCL, you don't absorb your zinc well, and with low zinc, you don't make enough HCL. So zinc would be a good thing to do too. Vanessa said, I'm having issues sleeping through the night, and I've gotten bruises that I didn't have before. Curious, Vanessa, were you having issues sleeping through the night before? Is that new, or is that ongoing? And then the bruises, I think we had a chat with that about a little bit about that on one of the lives, but there's a number of things that could cause bruising. So it could be particular bioflavonoids. And I don't know if you take vitamin C or changed your vitamin C sources, but that's a possibility. Sometimes people are eating citrus and they're eating the pith in the citrus, and there's a lot of good bioflavonoids in there. So sometimes that affects it when you go more low glycemic. But I think you were probably pretty much off of those things before if you were doing a conventional keto. And it could be collagen support that you need. And maybe you were getting more protein amino acids in the meat you were eating, and it was supporting collagen production. So a couple of things, you could add a little bit of, you know, really well-raised pastured meat and see if that makes a difference, adding that back. But the other thing is you can use a collagen support type supplement. And I recently found one from Amazing Grass, and it's called Glow. And it's really tasty. They have some vanilla, chocolate, and berry flavors. And it's a protein powder you can add to shakes. And it gives you a bunch of protein, which is always good, but it's got also specific nutrients that help support, in particular, collagen production. Okay. Lisa says glucose imbalance. Okay, so is there a question related to that about the BCCAs you're saying? Yeah, so it wouldn't hurt to take BCCAs. So I would say, you know, you can only take them on the days you're working out if you want, or you could take them every day, but it may help you have more energy through your workout, given that you, you know, have the glucose imbalance and the low HCL. So I would address the low HCL the way I talked about it, and work on the glucose imbalance. We're going to be working on it in Body Balance. Okay. And Barbara, what can I do about the recurring heart palpitations, fungal infection on my feet, and herpes on my lips several times a year? Any suggestions? I already had a 3-month treatment of herpes with natural remedies and supplements about 3 years ago, which had the effect that I didn't have the herpes for some time, but now they crop up again, less strong. Okay, so yeah. So I would say that the imbalances that can lead to herpes, the imbalance is usually between an amino acid called lysine and one called arginine. And if you tend to eat a lot of, you know, nuts and seeds and chocolate and things like that, they tend to be higher arginine foods and you need more lysine. Actually, the protein powder I was just mentioning, I believe, has a good source of lysine in it, if I'm not mistaken. I would say if you are on a protocol that worked, which was probably a lot of vitamin C and the amino acid lysine, that could be good to do on a maintenance basis. And maybe you don't have to do it every day, but maybe 1 week every month, you're dosing up like that just to make sure. Vitamin C should be throughout, right? Vitamin C, definitely. As far as the fungal infection on the feet, oftentimes fungal infection on the feet indicates that there's fungal infection in the gut. It could be systemic, but it could also be in the gut. So if you haven't already been through the gut repair program in our you know, in our program in ERC, then I would say go to that module in there and just start with that. Start at the top and work through. And there's a section, I think, module part three in there is the three or four is the get rid of the gut bugs. And there's a whole protocol to take you through candida and parasite cleanse. But, you know, avoiding sugar, which I know you are pretty consistent about avoiding sugar and sweets, is important in that regard as well. And then topically, the fungal infection, there's an extract of castor oil called undecylenic acid, which comes in little capsules. You can get tea tree oil and you can put them on. So you find the location of where the fungal infection is on the feet and you put this tea tree oil on it and then wrap. You know, you can wrap it in gauze, put it in a sock and do that overnight and really saturate it. But you want to do that at the same time that you're handling systemically. And then heart palpitations. I'd have to talk to you more about the heart palpitations to determine what that cause is, when they happen, et cetera. Heart palpitations can be somebody's over-medicated on their thyroid or someone has a hyperthyroid condition. It could be a stress response. It could be that you have some sort of congenital heart valve type of thing that creates the palpitation issues. So I'd have to talk to you more about that. And that would be a good thing for our ERC call, which I think there's one. I think next week would be really good because we're on video and I can, we can talk back and forth more easily. All right. Let's see. Vanessa, sleeping through the night got better then worse again this week. So you want to see, are you waking up in the middle of the night because of a high cortisol spike or a low cortisol and a low blood sugar spike? So what I would recommend you doing is when you wake up in the middle of the night, check your ketones and your glucose and see if it's about the same as when you went to bed or if it's dropping in the middle of the night. You know, and see if it's a stress response. It could be cortisol. It could be phospholipids. If it got better and then it's worse again, think about what changed. Did you change your diet again? Did you add some new supplements, take away some supplements? One of the things I find really helpful when people are waking up in the middle of the night is, if it is related to cortisol, is something called phosphatidylserine. Phosphatidylserine. There's a number of supplements that contain it. There's a cream you can get from Apex Energetics. There's capsules you can get from a number of places like Pure Encapsulations and Thorn and others. And then there's also combination formulas like, Cortisol Manager. I'm not crazy about Cortisol Manager because it has some excipients in it, but a lot of people have good results. And the other is an herb called Magnolia. And what you would do is take it at bedtime. And then if you wake up in the middle of the night, you take it again. And it's just retraining your brain to be in that parasympathetic state. Doing heart math right before you go to bed, and if you haven't already started on module one in body balance, there's a section in there, well, I think it actually isn't until step 10 or 11 that we talk about heart math and doing that, but that's the breathing and appreciation. But you can certainly jump ahead and look at that step. I think it's close to the end, and it's called transform your stress, and make sure you do that before you go to sleep. Okay, I'm refreshing. Okay, that's good. I'm going to go to see who's on the line and see if anybody has hands raised. Star 2 raises your hand, and we have, it says Wuka. Is that Lei Chao?
Yes. Hi.
Okay, good. Hi.
Hi, Rita Marie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Glad to see that you're joining us.
Yes, I'm so happy to join you guys. This is amazing. What all the information that I have. Can you hold on a second?
What?
The gas is running.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the metabolic reset. When
yeah.
you said to do it, it's like to eliminate all starches just to do it for 30 days and test the blood glucose after 30 days, right? And to make sure that when you reintroduce the fruits and the starches, to make sure it goes below 120.
Okay, so I'll you're close. You're really, really close. So let me clarify. So the way that the metabolic reset is set up is usually you've tested before that to see what foods might make it go up, and then you eliminate those foods. But if you're just going to jump in and do the metabolic reset, then you follow the chart called Metabolic Reset at a Glance, and it has a list of these are the green foods, the ones you can include, you know,
usually.
These are the yellow ones, the ones that if you haven't tested, leave them out. If you have tested and they keep your sugar in a good balance, then you can include them. And then there's the red foods that you leave out completely. So we're looking for the foods that keep your sugar 110 or below. If occasionally it goes between 110 and 120, you know, that's no big deal, right? It's just really we're looking for the pattern, right? And you do that for 30 days. And then at the end of the 30 days, then you start introducing things.
And
it's all written in the program in you're in Body Balance. So if you go to Module 3 under the blood sugar balance, that's basically you'll see Metabolic Reset. There's a tile for it on the main dashboard, and you could just click that, and it'll explain to you exactly, and you can download that file and print it.
Yeah, and what if for testing, I get really overwhelmed after I do several tries, and then I end up not continuing with the blood sugar testing. It's just not very consistent, so is it possible I can do it without testing?
Yes, you can. If you just take that chart and just follow, just eat the greens. Yeah.
Okay. Is it the greens and not the starches? Yeah, it's very overwhelming to me last time. That's why I couldn't continue to be consistent. And then I just couldn't test, so then I just messed up really bad. But the thing is that I heard that I'm doing the Dr. Christensen's, the metabolic reset, the liver detox for the metabolic reset challenge. And then he was saying that if you don't eat the starch or the too low carbs, it can cause adrenal or thyroid problem.
Everybody you talk to is going to have a different opinion.
Yeah.
So you have to find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen anybody get into adrenal fatigue as a result of eating a low glycemic diet. I've seen them get into adrenal fatigue as a result of eating a high glycemic diet and having a lot of stress. Now, in some cases, people need to, you have to find what works for you. His program has a lot of things that are in opposition to what I teach in terms of blood sugar.
That's what I noticed, too. So I've never been tested for adrenal or the cortisol, you know, the level. So I'm not I'm not sure, but I do have a lot of stress. I deal with a lot of stress daily.
Yeah.
So maybe that my adrenal could be affected, but I never tested.
Yeah. So if you're are you in his 28-day reset thing?
Yeah, I'm just doing for the 7-day challenge. And I think I might continue to.
Okay, so if you're going to do that, stick with doing it, but don't eat foods you know raise your blood sugar if you've tested them in the past. Avoid that. But there's a different program, so you'll have to do one.
Yeah, because he said not to test for the carbs and all that. It's a different, He just said it will reset itself once the carbs, the glucose level, the blood glucose level. Will reset itself after you do that, after you eat it, the starches, the resistant starch, like potatoes and rice.
Well, wait a minute. Potatoes and rice are not resistant starch unless they're cooked and then cooled.
Yeah, cook and chill and cool. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can certainly try it and let's see how it goes. I haven't experimented much with the resistant starches.
But you found that it works, right? With the,
What's that?
You found that it worked with just the 30-day reset for you. I mean, under your program.
Mine is called the Metabolic Reset. He just came out with one called the Metabolism Reset, so it's confusing. They're very different.
Yeah.
But
Metabolic Reset, right?
Yes, mine's called Metabolic Reset.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So what I would recommend, if you're going to do that program, if you're going to do the program, test your gut, your sugar before you go into it. Just get a baseline, fasting at the beginning of the day and then at the end of the day. And okay. then go through the program and at the end, test it again.
Just the beginning and the end, and the morning and bedtime, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to test every food because that's really too much for me. I don't like to get the blood.
Yeah, well, your best results is when you do that. But you can speak to 10 different health practitioners.
Yeah.
And we're going to have 10 different ways of approaching.
Okay, right. Yeah. But everybody has their results. Yeah.
You have to find out what works for you.
Okay.
If I were to eat what he says to eat, my blood sugars would be up at 200.
Up.
And that would be causing a lot of stress on my system. I can't do it.
Yeah. Oh, because you tested the foods before.
Oh, I tested them. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, I think I have when I tested a few times, it went up to like 140.
That's not
but
good.
But I wasn't exactly, that's not good, right?
That's
but then I was overeating a lot too, so that could be.
Well, overeating will cause you to add. Regardless,
huh?
Yeah. Overeating
will cause you that, regardless, right? Yeah.
Yeah. You can eat. You can overeat on. I mean, it's hard to overeat on lettuce because you can't fit enough in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you make sure that you eat the vegetables. If you are eating the potatoes, do not eat them unless they've been well cooked and then cooled 24 hours or more to get the resistant starch.
But then they say to heat it again after you cool it is okay, right? So after you cool
not
it,
not that I know of,
hours,
can you? Can you heat it again after
that?
They said the resistant
starch is higher. Yeah, they say the resistant starch is higher after you cook it, chill it, and then reheat it. It's higher after you reheat it.
Well, reheat it in a good way. Don't reheat it in the microwave.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not in the microwave.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, you can try it. Right? And that to me says, some of the folks who lose a lot of weight, lose too much weight on my metabolic reset because they're thin and have a high metabolic rate, being able to take those resistant starches and, the potatoes and things like that. I just ordered a bag of organic dehydrated green banana. And that's supposed to be a good resistant starch. And I'm going to test it with my blood sugar because I'm very sensitive. And then just see what that does in terms of adding it to smoothies.
What is that? The dehydrated banana? Is like the banana chips?
No. It's green banana. Green banana has resistant starch.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you can buy they basically take your organic green bananas and they dehydrate them and powder them. And you can add that to smoothies to get some resistant starch. And I'm going to play around with that.
Put it in your shake.
Yeah, put it
in
your
shake only, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I think for me, I was feeling really good when I was doing the keto by staying off the fruits and the starches.
Yeah.
I was feeling really awesome for those 7 days challenge.
Yes.
But then after I found out about Dr. Christensen, I went on it. And then I felt like my whole... I mean, I just start getting headaches and dizziness by adding more of the sweet potato and
potato and
starches.
I think you're in the place where your sugars are unstable and you need to get them stabilized. My opinion, just my opinion alone, and I'm not your doctor. I haven't examined you or anything like that. You go with what worked. If you try a diet, like you tried my keto challenge, you did it for 7 days, you felt good. You tried his for 7 days, you don't feel good. Why would you continue his rather than continue mine? And you're already in my 9-month program, so let's just work with what works.
Okay, you're right. That makes a lot of sense. I don't want to confuse myself again because
it's
just overwhelming, and then I end up not doing
much. And here's what I think.
It's so much, and I get overload.
It can be overload. And I think that the difference between his program and, I put people on 2 shakes a day and 1 meal a day, right? And I think the resistant starch could be a key to some of the liver, breaking down the liver fat. And that's why I ordered some of the banana, the dried green banana. And we're going to see, how that works. And I'm going to see if anybody wants to experiment with that. It's a very inexpensive way to do it. It's like, $6 a bag. 14-ounce bag. It's very inexpensive compared to like $70 for a protein powder.
Right. So, that's so true.
And you can add it to your shakes. You can add it to your protein powder. So right. I'm going to experiment with that, and we'll let you know. Mm-hmm. But here's my feeling on it. If you went on my program and you said, I felt awful, and I went on his program and I felt good, I'd say follow his program. If you went on my program and you said, I felt really good, and then you went on his and you didn't feel so good, I'd say follow mine.
Right.
I'm not going to be biased and say my program is the best for everybody. I'm going to say
right, but it depends on how you feel, right?
For you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. But then
the big thing is
that when,
real food.
Yes.
Real food. Real food.
Real food.
Fresh, real food. That's what all of our programs have in common. No crap,
no processed junk,
good, whole, fresh food.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And
but
the balance
I noticed
of it
that
is
also,
yours.
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
The
I noticed
balance,
that I,
how it works.
The balance is mine, how I balance it for me.
You,
because I noticed that I didn't have that much protein when I was on your program. I didn't eat that much beans because it raised my blood sugar too. One time I tested, so then I cut out a lot of starches and fruits and beans. But I felt good, but it's not that much protein. So when I went on his program, he said you can add in his shake, the protein. It has like 2 scoops. It was just too much for me. 2 scoops for each shakes. And then for protein, he said for vegan, you can use tempeh and tofu. But I haven't had tofu in like more than 10 years. So I started adding that back in because I thought that I didn't have protein before. Mostly I was just eating a lot of vegetables.
There's a lot of vegetables in
it. Felt good.
Protein in vegetables. And
that's
let me tell you.
Yeah,
absolutely. I have been following the diet that I was recommending for you guys during this keto challenge and during Sweet Spot for like 8 years now. Completely low glycemic. Lots and lots of tons of vegetables. There's plenty of protein there. And just good whole food fats. And I'm not protein deficient. So
you know, you're deficient in protein, right? There's plenty of protein in all the greens.
I'm strong, you know. But you can always do this, Lei Chow. You don't have to add beans and tempeh and tofu and all that if that doesn't agree with you. You can do a protein shake. In fact, my green cleanse layout is breakfast or whenever you have it is some sort of green drink, and you can always add a protein powder, scoop a protein powder to that. Even you can do that twice a day.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
So that's a dinner.
Protein, you can
twice
put it in
the
steak. Yep.
Uh-huh.
So you can
dinner,
still
I don't have
eat
to have it.
Steaks a day, like he's talking about, which I love. Just don't eat the foods that are not agreeing with you.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, Dr. Rita Marie. I appreciate your help. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. I don't see any other hands up. Let's see if there's more questions in the Q&A. All right. Okay. Oh, there, it's refreshing. Okay, it was refreshed. Ah, there we go. All right, I have a few more questions. All right, so Barbara, what can I do? Okay, got that one. That's one we talked about before. Barbara had one more after that. Vanessa, sleeping through the night, got better than one. Okay, we got that one. Barbara, I make my own salve with coconut oil and essential oils that are antifungal, which work well. But I also look into the gut repair program. How much C should I best take and how much lysine? Yeah, so lysine's easier to say. Generally, when you're in an active outbreak, I would do 500 milligrams, maybe 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day, 4 times a day. For maintenance, anywhere between 1,000 and 2,000. For lysine. As far as the vitamin C, it's going to be to your tolerance. So everybody needs a different amount of vitamin C. And what we include in, trying to think of where, in ERC in the plenty of places, nutrients section, there's a thing called the vitamin C calibration, vitamin C flush. They're basically going to figure out what your right dose is. You could start with 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day. See how you do with that. If you want to try to increase it, you can go to increasing it to maybe, you know, an extra 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day and see how that goes. If you get to a point where you start to get loose stools or a lot of gas, then you back off. So you find that tolerance. If I'm around people who are sick and my body, my immune system's fighting it off, I could take 10 grams of vitamin C a day. If I'm not, if it's just general, I may take 1 to 3 grams a day. So it's really a matter of, it's all about tuning into your body and what it needs. And that's what I'm here to teach you, is how to do that. So, yeah, and that's great that you have those antifungal that work well. Cool. But we're looking at the gut to see if there's a deeper cause that why you keep getting it on your feet. Okay, so Rose says, how do I know what labs to get? Section 4 blood sugar dysregulation score is 2239. Sugar handling insulin resistance 1427, also 12. Glucose thyroid low. Yeah, so you have, as part, because you got in early and you got the bonus, you're going to get a call with the coach, with Lynn. So you're going to fill out your detailed getting to know you form, which gives a full health history, and she'll let you know what labs would be good for you to get. Rose wants to know, where's the special pricing offer from Dr. Hopkins? If you go to runmylabs.com, and on there, there are some very specific panels that we have. We're going to do a kickoff call tomorrow for body balance, and I'm going to give you guys a tour of what resources you have available, and I'm also going to talk about what, you know, I'll talk about labs there, you know, talk about the general idea for labs and then give you some more specifics. Okay? All right. Excuse me. Okay, there's a bunch more showing up here that I am going to try to get to. It's taking its time. Okay, Rose, do I have access to Sweet Spot? Yes, Module 3 of Body Balance is Sweet Spot. Where can I view the recipes? In Module 1, we have a bunch of recipes to start. We have greens recipes in Module 1. If you want to get deeper in every single module, Rose, and everybody else in Body Balance, there's a recipe guide. So in Module 2, which is digestion, there is a recipe guide for digestive recipes. In Module 3, there's a blood sugar recipe. And in Module 4, there's the adrenal recipes. And Module 5 has thyroid. And there's also a page that you get access to that has some videos and stuff, and I'll show you what that is. And tomorrow's our kickoff, and I'll show you exactly where to find it.
Dr. Ada Marie?
Yeah.
So far, the way it's set up, and I didn't know if you were going to open everything up after the kickoff call, but right now they have to click off on all the boxes in Module 1 to open up Module 2. So unless you want that changed.
Yeah, so no, I don't. Actually, don't. That's correct. I don't, because I don't want people going crazy. And on special requests, we can. Here's what I would say. Let's make a note that we're going to put on the bonuses page or the extras page, the extra section on Body Balance. We're going to put links to the recipe guides from all of those other programs. That way they could get started if they want to. We're trying not to overwhelm. What we've been told in the past is that when the whole programs are open, people just get completely overwhelmed. So tomorrow's a kickoff. I'm going to take you through, and we're going to guide you through step by step what you need to be doing. Right now, what you're working on is get through Module 1. A lot of people want to skip the basics. It's like skipping crawling and just deciding as a baby you're going to walk. Don't work too well. We got to develop the muscles as we go. And if you don't go through that first module and you don't go through really getting everything in balance, then the protocols for other things, it's just like going back to medicine and going this for that, this for that, this for that. We're trying to teach you balance, body balance. So go through Module 1 first. And we will put up the recipes for all the other places because I know a lot of you want extra recipes. Okay. Okay. Yeah, sorry I was late today. I had some trouble getting away. Yeah, step 8 is greening up your recipes. There's a bunch of them there. And then Lynn's answering a lot of these questions. Yeah. So make sure, if you can't make it to live to the kickoff call, make sure you watch the recording, which we'll post on the site. Lynn put in the link to the Glow Protein and also the Apex Adrenocom that I talked to Vanessa about. Okay. Okay, we're talking about food. I heard that microwave to heat food releases cancer-causing elements in your food, even if the food is organic. You know, here's the thing about microwave. There's so much controversy. There aren't any, like, absolute double-blind placebo-controlled studies because they really can't be. There are some very highly skilled and recognized health professionals that say there's nothing wrong with microwave. It doesn't change the nutrients. And the reality is it may not change the amount of vitamin C, the amount of vitamin A, et cetera. It does change and denature protein, but heating in general does. In my opinion, I don't think microwaving is safe for the food because it does change things up. So you got to make a decision for yourself. I absolutely don't agree that microwaving is safe. My webpage just went away. Lynn, get on and tell me if you can still hear me. It went away. My page with all the questions went away.
I hear you.
Okay. Yeah. All of a sudden my page just went away with the chat. I'm unable to get the download forms in Google Drive to edit. The forms are garbled and not in columns like the original forms. How do I submit the forms to you? Which forms? We don't have forms in Google Drive. We actually have I think the sheet where you can put your scores in, and that's not something you're going to submit to us. That's something we can talk about, but that's your own personal thing. So maybe you can show us when we're on a Zoom call where you can share your screen and show us what you're talking about. But let's hold off on a lot of these questions until we do our kickoff tomorrow. And you'll get to show you everything. All right. I don't see any of the questions. Let me see. I'm going to refresh the questions.
So she's talking about the body system and organ assessments. So those are in PDFs.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have the Adobe or whatever to edit right on there, then just print it out. And then put your answers in, calculate your scores, and then in that same area there's a tracker, and so just put your results in the tracker.
Yep. Yeah. Here's the thing: those forms are all intended to be printed and done by hand. We have some online versions of them, and what was happening is, because of different browsers that people were using, because of different screen resolutions that people were using, there were a number of people who were having difficulties. And because some people are just not familiar with using that kind of software, we were having some difficulties. We got a lot of customer support requests, and then we just decided rather than confuse you, we just made them as PDFs. So you print them out, you fill them in, you do it the old-fashioned way, you calculate your score, and then you can put it on the Google Doc. I mean, if there's
so
enough,
you don't need to submit them to us.
No, I think
that's the point of confusion people are having, is that how do they get us that information? The information is really for your purposes.
For you. We're going to guide you to what to do with that information.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, so Vanessa said she just told a friend about the body balance. Is it too late for her to join? No, she can still go to the bodybalanceformula.com and join. And we'll keep registration open beyond the kickoff. It's just all, you know, like the special bonuses and some of the calls, and they won't be able to be on all the live calls if they join late. Oh, great question, Vanessa. What's the difference between bitters and digestive enzymes? So bitters are, they're usually herbal or food bitters, and they actually stimulate the body to make HCl and other digestive secretions. Digestive enzymes are enzymes that are generally secreted by the pancreas to break down foods, the proteins, the starches, fats mainly. They break them down. We need both HCl, which is produced by the stomach to start the digestion of protein, and we need the digestive enzymes. So the bitters stimulate the stomach to produce more HCl to begin the digestion of protein and minerals, and then the digestive enzymes take it to the next step. Some people need both. Yeah. Lisa said, how much zinc for supplement? You know, it varies a lot from person to person depending on a lot of the other situations, but I would say in general, I have people start small, especially if you're sensitive to supplements, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 20 milligrams. And then, and if it's just strictly for helping with the HCl and that's all you need it for, 10 to 20 milligrams a day would be fine. If you've got some other situations going on, if your blood shows low levels of zinc or there's certain indicators in the blood that we share with you in that master tracker, then you may need more. And some people who have a condition called pyloria is a condition where the body can't break down certain chemicals and we get a buildup of them in the blood and we need a lot more zinc. Some people who have certain genetic SNPs that don't break down estrogen real well need more zinc. So start with the 10 to 20 milligrams. So let's see how you do. Some people have white spots on their nails as a result of zinc deficiency. So we recommend that if you have that's a good way to use a marker. The other way to figure out your best source of zinc is best amount of zinc is a kit that a company called Body Bio has. And you can buy them on Amazon or Emerson Ecologics. And that basically you can taste test for zinc. You can also get a zinc tally test or a zinc assay test from companies like Thorn or Premier Research. And there's a particular method for testing the zinc. Good questions. Okay. I don't see any more there. Let's see if there's any more hands up. No more hands up. The price is higher now. Is there a discount code? We did cut that price off because people, you know, we said we were only holding it open for early adopters, but we can, if you have a special friend, I think we said that we were able to do like $800 off instead of $1,000 off like you guys got for, you know, doing it early. So, if you want that, reach out, and we can give you that code. And I asked Scott to go ahead and do one of those codes. So Lynn, if you can ask her, ask Scott for that code and send it to Vanessa, that would be great. Oh yeah, she could also go to helpdesk@drritamarie.com and Christina can probably help and process it for her. You know, rather than process it herself with a coupon code. Yeah, forgot about that. Okay, I don't see any other questions. Let me look one more time in the Q&A. Otherwise, we'll call it a day. It's been an hour, and we're doing great. No more. So, guys, this has been awesome. You've had a lot of great questions. Welcome to all the new Body Balance members, and you guys will see tomorrow. ERC members, you're also welcome to that call tomorrow. You should have been getting reminders on it. But if not, you are welcome to. NEPT members are welcome to come as well. So ERC, body balance, and NEPT members are welcome to that call. Everybody else, well, it's great to have you here, and I just look forward to you guys shining. I look forward to a lot of this being clear. And I would say take some deep breaths and relax. It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. We have to learn to trust our bodies. And the first module is all called Empower Your Inner Healer. We all have this amazing healer that lives inside of us. And we get out of its way and we provide it with what it needs, the body soars. So the whole process here is to figure out what you in particular need. I prefer not to have people jumping ahead into modules and asking questions that confuse others. The way that the program is laid out on our implementation calls at the beginning of every month, we're going to be giving you, okay, this is the module to be working on. Here's the highlights, and specifically helping you through those modules. Okay. If there's a special need to jump ahead, you know, reach out, have a conversation with Lynn and see if we justify it. If it's worth, you know, us getting you confused. But the point is we don't want to get you confused is the issue. I'm happy to open up all of those modules, recipe guides, and we'll put them on the extras menu, and I'll make sure that they're up there before tomorrow, before the call, so I can show you where they are. And you're welcome to explore those. Here's what I find when I give people access to a lot of recipes and recipe guides all at once. It becomes confusion. Where do I start? Right? So you can start wherever you want to start with the recipes. They're all going to be supportive of all systems, but the ones in the thyroid may have extra thyroid support herbs. The ones in the adrenal may have extra adrenal support herbs. So if you already know you have problems in that area, you may want to experiment with some of those recipes. Same thing with digestion and blood sugar. But they're all going to be supportive of a good blood sugar balance, except that, you know, because we're all unique, you may find that strawberries raise your blood sugar and you're going to have to leave those out, right? So that's where we go. So I'm going to open up your lines so everybody can say goodbye to each other. And let me open them up. And on the count of three, one, two, three, bye, everybody. One, two, three, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for being here. Glad you're here. We'll talk to many of you tomorrow. Bye now.